We can start, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Welcome to all Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Galadhanas Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Chapter 5 and text number 58 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hare Krishna.
Please.
Thank you very much. Can everybody hear me properly? I'm not able to hear, Mataji.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear me, no? Okay. So we will get started. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Please accept my humble obeisance.
We will start with Mangala Charan. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Thank you very much, dear devotees, for joining our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit today. My sincere gratitude to Her Grace Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity of speaking from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit. So today we will be discussing 10 verses, Chaitanya Charitamrit Antya Leela, chapter number 5. We will be reading from verse number 58 to 67. So verse number 58. Prabhura Agnyaya Krishna Katha Shunite Aila Etha Ihavai Mahabhagya Ami Pabak Kotha. So the context, my dear friends, is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is in Jagannath Puri. This is the Antya Leela. And a very nice, pious Brahman by the name Pradyumna Mishra, he visits Jagannath Puri. And he comes in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he requests Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explain to him the tattva of Lord Krishna, Krishna tattva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the role of a Krishna bhakta, who is in the role of a devotee, we just chanted, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam. That Bhaktarup, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhaktarup. He has come in the form of a devotee. And a devotee is naturally very humble. So in the mood of a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Pradyumna Mishra, My dear Brahman, I do not know anything about Krishna. I am just a Mayavadi sannyasi. Whatever I know about Lord Krishna, whatever I speak about Lord Krishna, I have heard it from Pradyumna Mishra, from Ramananda Rai. So my dear Pradyumna Mishra, please go to Ramananda Rai and inquire from him about Krishna Tattva. Taking the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon his head, our Pradyumna Mishra, he goes to Ramananda Rai. Over here, my dear friends, there is something very important for us to understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu referred Pradyumna Mishra to Ramananda Rai. It is mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit that there were 3.5 devotees who were extremely dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who are these 3.5 associates? It is Ramananda Rai, it is Swarup Damodar Goswami, it is Shikhi Mahiti, and his sister Madhavi. So why Madhavi Devi is referred to as just half? 3.5 associates were very dear to Mahaprabhu. They were his confidential intimate associates. So Ramananda Rai is considered 1, Swarup Damodar Goswami 2, Shikhi Mahiti 3. So why Madhavi Devi is considered only half? It is because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. And Madhavi Devi, although pure devotee, although very intimate associate, is in a female body. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not associate very directly, very intimately with Madhavi Devi. Therefore, she is categorized as half, because Mahaprabhu could not associate very freely with her because she was in a female body and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing Vaishnava etiquettes. How there should be gender etiquette. Therefore, Shikhi Mahiti is 1, Ramananda Rai is 1, Swarup Damodar Goswami is 1, but Madhavi, although she was very exalted, is given half category, because that closeness, that intimacy of exchange and interaction was not there because she was in a female body. That's all. So these 3.5 associates were extremely dear and confidential servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is directly sending Pradyumna Mishra to one of them, that is Ramananda Rai. So a question should be asked here, my dear friends. Why? Why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is affording such mercy? Why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being so merciful to this Pradyumna Mishra, that he is giving Pradyumna Mishra the opportunity to associate with his most confidential associate, Ramananda Rai? If we read the beginning of this chapter, we will see the humility of Pradyumna Mishra. When Pradyumna Mishra approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I am very fallen. I am a grahastha. I am a materialistic person. I am ignorant. I don't know anything about Krishna. Please enlighten me. Please enlighten me. It is this humility that made Pradyumna Mishra qualified to receive such mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Pradyumna Mishra in the association of Ramananda Rai, who was a very, very exalted devotee. So Pradyumna Mishra, with great eagerness, great anticipation, goes to the house of Ramananda Rai. And there Ramananda Rai's servant receives him very nicely, very cordially. And when Pradyumna Mishra says that he has come to meet Ramananda Rai, the servant says, "You please sit down. Ramananda Rai is very busy. He is teaching two very young and beautiful girls how to dance for the pleasure of Jagannath." And it took a long time for Ramananda Rai to train and teach those two Devadasis. And when Ramananda Rai was done training those two girls and he sent them to their homes, then Ramananda Rai came in the presence of Pradyumna Mishra. And he asked Pradyumna Mishra, "I'm so sorry I made you wait. I'm an offender. I have offended you. Please tell me how I can serve you, my dear Brahman." Pradyumna Mishra was quite bewildered to see the behavior of Ramananda Rai. He was thinking, how can someone who is a devotee of Krishna, who is supposed to follow gender etiquette like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is supposed to follow the four regulative principles, how can he so intimately associate with two young beautiful girls? So he was bewildered. He told Ramananda Rai, nothing. I just came to see you. Now that I have seen you, I am satisfied. Hare Krishna." And he took his leave. Next day he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, based on your instructions, I went to the house of Ramananda Rai, but I did not ask him any questions about Krishna because of what I saw." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this opportunity and glorified Ramananda Rai. Said, "Ramananda Rai is a very, very great devotee. I am a sannyasi, but even if I, what to speak of, see or touch a woman, even if I hear about a woman, I get agitated." Of course, this was not true. This was not true. But this is the natural humility of a devotee. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was behaving in that way. He would always keep his distance from Mataji's to teach us. As our acharya, he was teaching us. But at the same time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us that do not put devotees in boxes. Don't think that everybody has to be like that. There may be some exceptions. There may be some exceptions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us. And therefore, he's teaching us through his devotees, through Ramananda Rai, that yes, a vast majority of us should be like this. We should observe gender etiquette. We should observe gender etiquette. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished Junior Haridas. We have seen that. And now that same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just see the irony of the situation. Bhagwan Acharya wanted to cook for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house of Bhagwan Acharya to accept what he had cooked. And he specially said, oh, this rice is so beautiful. It is so white, so fragrant, so nicely cooked, so delicious. How did you get such nice food? Bhagwan Acharya said, oh, I did Madhu Kari. Achha, where did you do Madhu Kari from? Oh, I did it from the house of Madhavi. Achha, and who went to do Madhu Kari? Bhagwan Acharya said, Junior Haridas, Chota Haridas had gone. All right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he honored the prasadam. He went home, went back to Gambhira and told Govinda, Govinda, from today, Chota Haridas can not come and take my darshan. I cannot see his face. Why? Mahaprabhu said, because it is intolerable for me, for someone who is in the renounced order of life, a brahmachari or a sannyasi, and he is intimately associating with the opposite sex. How could Chota Haridas go and talk with Madhavi? Now, Madhavi was elderly. And she was, like I said, she is the 3.5 associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was a very, very great Vaishnavi and she was elderly. Think about this. An elderly Mataji and very, very exalted pure devotee. Chota Haridas just goes, knocks on the door and begs for some rice to be cooked for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he comes back. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punishes him so severely. He says, no, I don't want to see his face. In fact, Mahaprabhu says, I cannot tolerate to look at the face of Chota Haridas. My dear friends, just put yourself in the position of Chota Haridas. How will we feel if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Govinda, I cannot tolerate seeing the face of such and such a devotee and our name is taken? How will we feel? We'll feel so dejected, rejected and heartbroken. Junior Haridas had gone to serve Mahaprabhu. He had gone there for a service. He had gone to beg Madhukari, beg some food for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not for himself. And that also, it was not his idea. I should go and beg from Madhavi, Mataji. No. A senior Vaishnava told him, Bhagwan Acharya told him, go and beg from Madhavi's house some rice for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on the instructions of a senior Vaishnava, Junior Haridas went. And this is the punishment he got. And here is Ramananda Rai. He is associating with very beautiful young girls. Hare Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that only Ramananda Rai can do this. You see, this is the lesson. Only Ramananda Rai can do this. Because Ramananda Rai is not on the mundane platform. He doesn't identify with his body. He identifies himself as Vishakha Sakhi, Vishakha Devi, a gopi in Golok Vrindavan. And in that consciousness, he's training these younger gopis how to participate in the Rasa Leela, how to dance for the pleasure of Krishna. Because Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. It is her sacred service to train them. So Ramananda Rai appears as a grahastha. He appears as a man. But he doesn't have any Purush Abhiman. Ramananda Raya does not have false ego that I am a male. He doesn't have Purush Abhiman. As long as we have Purush Abhiman, we cannot understand these things. As long as we consider ourselves to be a male person, I am a male, male body. We identify with this male body, that is Purush Abhiman. As long as we have Purush Abhiman, we cannot worship Radharani. We cannot worship the Ashta Sakhis. It is not possible. We will simply commit offenses. Hare Krishna. So we should pray for purification. We should pray to give up this false ego, to give up this Purush Abhiman, this Ahankar. Ramananda Raya was on that platform. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used Ramananda Raya to teach us there may be rare exceptions who don't have to strictly observe gender etiquette. But for the vast majority of us, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching by his own personal example that we have to follow gender etiquette. We have to follow the four regulative principles very carefully. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Priya Bhakta Dware Annera Shiksha Karaye Aita Prakare. It is said that Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches the world through his intimate devotees. And here, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching such a fundamental lesson through Chhota Haridas and through Ramananda Raya. Chhota Haridas was punished. Madhavi was not punished. Madhavi Devi was not punished. Bhagwan Acharya was not punished. Chhota Haridas was punished. Why? Because it is explained that Madhavi Devi did not have a fall down. When she was speaking to Chhota Haridas, she was speaking as if he is my child. Oh, my child, you have come to ask for rice for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me give you the best, finest rice. She went in and she brought the rice. So Madhavi Devi was not at fault. She did not have a fall down. But what happened in the mind of Chhota Haridas, that only Antaryami Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Paramatma in everyone's heart, only he knew. Nobody knew. Govinda was confused. Swarup Damodar Goswami was confused. Why such harsh punishment to our Chhota Haridas? He sings so wonderfully for you. He is so devoted to you. For 3 days he has not eaten anything. He has fasted for 3 days. Please, Mahaprabhu, forgive him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vajradapi Kathoram. Vajradapi Kathoram. Kusumadipa Sukomalam. He can be Kusumapi Sukomalam. He can be softer than a rose. Or he can be Vajradapi Kathoram. He can be harder than a thunderbolt. In this instance, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was harder than a thunderbolt. He said, no. No. Never again do I want to see the face of Chhota Haridas. What happened? Only Mahaprabhu knows. Maybe some thought came in his heart. Maybe. Just when he was talking, but he carried on with his service. But Chhota Haridas knew what mistake he had done. He accepted the punishment. For 1 year, he burned in that guilt. And after 1 year, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chhota Haridas was reunited with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a subtle form. And he continued his service of singing for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what a lesson it is. What a lesson. We have to remember the example of Chhota Haridas. We should not remember the example of Ramananda Raya. We should not breach gender etiquette on the pretext that I am inspired by Ramananda Raya. I am following the example of Ramananda Raya. No. We have to know, we have to understand from our acharyas what lesson we have to learn from which pastime. From Ramananda Raya's pastime here, we have to understand that we cannot always put devotees in boxes. And from Chota Haridas, we have to learn how we should behave. How we should behave in the society of devotees. Chota Haridas did everything right. The activity he did, begging Madhukari for Mahaprabhu, correct. You got a tick mark. Doing Madhukari on the orders of a senior Vaishnava, Bhagwan Acharya, yes, tick mark. Doing the service, completing the service nicely, tick mark. Not taking any credit for oneself, tick mark. But just subtly, on a subtle level, he didn't speak anything. He just thought something, maybe. And that was it. Mahaprabhu caught him and punished him and taught a good lesson to all of us. We should always remember the example of Chota Haridas. Very, very, very important for all of us. But Mahaprabhu started glorifying Ramananda Rai to Pradyumna Mishra. Oh, my dear Pradyumna Mishra, only Ramananda Rai can do this. Only Ramananda Rai can do this. Nobody else. He does this service for Lord Jagannath by training the Devadasis, but there is no vikar in his sharir. There is no transformation in his body. That is the greatness of Ramananda Rai. Who can be like Ramananda Rai? Ramananda Rai is a combined incarnation of Vishakha Devi, the leader among the Ashtasakhis, Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi. Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Sakhi and Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi. And Ramananda Rai is also Arjuniya Gopi. When Arjun, Pandav Arjun, became Arjuniya Gopi after taking a bath in the holy kund in Vrindavan, under the guidance of Vrinda Devi, he became Arjuniya Gopi. That Arjuniya Gopi came as Vishakha Sakhi. And the Pandav Arjun also came as Vishakha Sakhi. So Arjun also very great personality. When Virat Maharaj offered Uttara to Arjun as a wife, Arjun said, no, no, no. As Brihanala, I was the dance teacher to Uttara. And a teacher should always look at the pupil, look at the student as a child. So when I was teaching Uttara, your daughter, dance, I always looked at her as my daughter. She's like my daughter. How can I accept her as a wife? It's unthinkable. But because she is my daughter, I can make her my daughter-in-law. So please get her married to Abhimanyu, my son. And in this way, Uttara got married to Abhimanyu. They were same age, 16 years old. So Arjun himself was very, he had a lot of sense control. Arjuniya Gopi and Vishakha Sakhi. Where is the question of material lust? There is no question of material lust. So this is Ramananda Rai. Predominantly he is Vishakha Sakhi. I cannot hear if somebody says anything. So this is the context. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Pradyumna Mishra, you go again immediately to Ramananda Rai and inquire about Krishna Tattva from him. Pradyumna Mishra immediately goes to Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai asks him, what brings you here again, my dear Pradyumna Mishra? How can I serve you? Please sit. Pradyumna Mishra says, please tell me about Krishna Tattva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me to you. On the banks of Godavari, whatever was discussed between you and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please tell me that. I want to hear. I am very eager. I am very fallen soul. Again, Pradyumna Mishra, he is filled with humility. He is saturated with humility. And that's why he is qualified to hear, my dear friends. Hearing the request of Pradyumna Mishra, understanding that Pradyumna Mishra was sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and seeing that Pradyumna Mishra was a humble Vaishnava who was genuinely inquisitive, Sri Ramananda Rai became very happy. And let us see what he says. Translation of verse number 58. Following the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have come to hear about Krishna? This is my great fortune. how else would I get such an opportunity? So here we are being taught, my dear friends, that the greatest opportunity in life is to speak about Krishna in the association of devotees. And to speak in the association of sincere devotees, like on Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. It is such a great fortune. Such a great fortune. I will honestly tell you, I always feel that I am not qualified to speak in front of all of you. But every time Priti Vilasini Mataji sends the message, out of my selfishness, I cannot refuse. Because it is such a great fortune. Who would give up such an opportunity to come in the association of sincere devotees who are chanting their minimum 16 rounds every day, in the association of each other, who are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, who are hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita every day, hearing and reading such a sincere assembly of devotees. Bhakti Sangha Japa Group is a pride for ISKCON. I can say this from the bottom of my heart. You are a feather in the turban of ISKCON. A peacock feather in the turban of ISKCON. They say feather in the hat. But as devotees, we are more familiar with turbans. Our Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, they always wear turban. Really, such a sincere group of devotees. Every day, year after year, you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and chanting japa. It is very entertaining to hear sometimes, especially when there are good speakers. Unlike now, you are hearing a boring discourse by me. But it is generally when the speakers are good, better, then it is very entertaining. It is very engaging. It is very engrossing to hear Krishna Katha. So hearing is easy. At least I feel hearing is easy. Isn't it? Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hearing is easy. But what is not easy is to sit and chant. And that you are doing twice every day. Early morning and mid morning. Beautiful. Beautiful. You're coming in the association of each other and chanting. How beautiful is that? And then also there are kids' classes in the evening. So this is a great opportunity. And Ramananda Rai is extolling his good fortune. Wah! I have got a sincere listener of Krishna Katha in the form of Pradyumna Mishra, who has been sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I have to speak Krishna Katha to him. So think about this. Think about the fortune of Ramananda Rai. He has got a service, but it is not a service that he has concocted. You see, we get many services in our life in ISKCON. And sometimes those services we have created because we like to do those services. But how wonderful it is when that service is Prabhu Datta. When that service has been given to us by our Guru Maharaj. When that service has been given to us by the Supreme Lord. Ramananda Rai is so fortunate. He's saying, I have got this service of speaking Krishna Katha to a qualified Brahman like you, Pradyumna Mishra, and you have been sent here by none other than my Guru Maharaj, my Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is Prabhu Datta Seva. This service has been given by Prabhu. Guru Datta Seva. This service has been given by Guru Maharaj. Like Shripad Ayendra Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada appeared to him in a dream and told him, my dear Ayendra Prabhu, it was my desire to have a 24-hour Hari Nam Sankirtan in Krishna Balram Mandir in Sridham Vrindavan. While I was on the planet, it was going on. But in due course of time, it stopped. Can you please revive it? Shripad Ayendra Prabhu gave up his American citizenship, which he naturally had on the basis of his birth. He gave up his stay in the country. He gave up his services in this country. He was doing very nice services here. Book distribution. Pujari Seva. He gave it all up and took a one-way ticket and went to India and never came back. He took his American passport, shredded it into pieces and threw it in the Yamuna. He said, because if I have the American passport, it is possible that someday I will develop a desire to travel, which means I will leave Vrindavan, but I don't want to Vrindavan. I will never leave Vrindavan. Mamastu Vrindavan eva vasa. I always want to stay in Vrindavan. And then, after years and years of struggle, he finally got Indian citizenship. It initially came as a form in those days, just a form that now you are a citizen of India. He had to give up his relinquished American citizenship. He got Indian citizenship. And he kept that very close to his heart. Now I'm a citizen of India. Now no one can remove me from Vraj. Because he had seen how his dear godbrother Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj had to leave Vrindavan because of visa issue. So when he got Indian citizenship, that form, citizenship form, he said, now no one can remove me from Vrindavan. Now I will never leave Vrindavan. I will never leave Radha Shyam Sundar. I will never leave Srila Prabhupada in the Samadhi Mandir. And he lived and died in the Brahmachari Ashram of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. And Shripad Ayendra Prabhu never applied for Indian passport. He had Indian citizenship, the form, but he never applied for Indian passport. Again, same reason. He thought, if I have passport, I may think of traveling. But I don't want to leave Vrindavan. This is called Guru Datta Seva. Service that has been given by the Guru. When we get Guru Datta Seva, my dear friends, we should leave everything and just grab onto it. Just hold on to it. Dearer than our life. Guru Datta Service. Guru Datta Seva. Service given by Guru Maharaj. Service given by Guru Maharaj. And we all have Guru Datta Seva, my dear friends. Chanting minimum 16 rounds attentively on Tulsi Japa Mala every day is Guru Datta Seva. It is such a holy, sacred seva. We should chant it at the most auspicious time of the day, Brahma Murta. Attentively, loudly hearing each and every mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Most of us take 5 to 7 minutes for one round. Attentively chanting. Just yesterday, I was hearing an initiation lecture by my Guru Maharaj. And he was saying that it's not just 16 rounds. We must chant minimum for 2 hours. Because some of us, we finish our chanting in 16 rounds in 1 hour 35 minutes, 1 hour 40 minutes, 1 hour 45 minutes. Most of us. If we chant at the speed of 5 to 6 minutes per round, we can finish in little more than 1.5 hour, even 16 rounds. So Srila Guru Maharaj was saying, no, we must chant minimum 2 hours every day. Every day. Those of you who want this recording, I have the recording. You can message me and I will share. I'll be happy to share. I don't know which year initiation lecture it is, but it's a very beautiful 11 or 12 minute. I was driving the car when this lecture was going on internet radio, Kathamrit, and I just used my other phone to record it. So it's just a voice memo in my phone. But Maharaj clearly said, minimum 2 hours we should chant every day. This is Guru Datta Seva. Following the 4 regulative principles very carefully is Guru Datta Seva. And serving in ISKCON in the mood of servant of the servant is Guru Datta Seva. Ramananda Rai got Guru Datta Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants me to speak Krishna Katha to Pradyumna Mishra. He sat down. Very, very grateful for this opportunity. And let us see what happens then. 59, verse number 59. Etakahi tarelaya nibrite vasila ki katha shunite chaha mishre re puchila. Ramananda Rai. Saying this, Sri Ramananda Rai took Pradyumna Mishra to a secluded place and inquired from him, what kind of Krishna Katha do you want to hear from me? My dear friends, there's another very important lesson here. Pradyumna Mishra had come to hear the confidential tattva of Krishna from Sri Ramananda Rai. And Ramananda Rai was so careful, he was so expert that he took Pradyumna Mishra to a secluded place. This is very important. We should not discuss confidential pastimes of Krishna in a public place. if we are traveling in a train or we are standing in a public place, we are in a place where others can also hear, we should be very careful what we speak about Krishna. It is better to glorify Krishna's qualities or pastimes of Krishna, which everybody can appreciate. So this is very important. We should know what to speak, what pastimes of Krishna to speak where. We may develop a desire to understand and dive deep into the confidential pastimes of Krishna. And that is very good, provided we have good sadhana, provided we have accepted a spiritual master, we have taken Guru Padashray, we have taken shelter at the lotus feet of a guru. We have a guru, a living guru in our life, and our sadhana is good, then it is very nice to aspire to go deep. It is very nice to aspire for Raganuga Bhakti. It is very nice to aspire to understand the deeper mellows of Vraja Bhakti. Such a desire is very good. And Srila Ramananda Rai is teaching us that when we dive deep, we must be cognizant of who we are doing it in front of. It is best to read about these deeper mellows of Vraja Bhakti in the privacy of our study room, in the privacy of our home. Just take a book of Srila Prabhupada. Take a book of one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, like Bhanu Maharaj, Gaur Govind Maharaj, and others, Shivaram Maharaj, and read. Read this confidential tattva. But we should know who to share it with. It has to be shared either with no one, just read it for personal nourishment and keep it in the core of your heart. But if we have some trustworthy, sincere devotee friends who are also sajati, who are also like-minded, then we can share with them. And it becomes even doubly relishable when we share it than by reading it by ourselves. But we must know who to share it with, not with just anyone. We should, if we are having any deep realizations, we should not share them with anyone. Otherwise, we will lose those realizations. Krishna will take them away. We have to be very careful. Like Shamantak jewel. Jambavan did not care for the Shamantak jewel because being a bear, he didn't know what use is that jewel. He just gave it to his young son to play with. That is not right. Krishna came and took it away. Took it back from Jambavan. We have to understand the value. These confidential realizations that we get by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, these confidential tattva that we read in the books of Srila Prabhupada and other Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is a very confidential gift and it has to be valued. It has to be cherished in the core of our heart. And it is to be shared in a very selective way. Srila Ramananda Rai is teaching us. He took Pradyumna Mishra to a confidential, secluded place and then asked him, "What do you want to hear?" I remember once my friend was telling me that, "Adigadhar Prabhu, my first meeting with you was very bewildering. I thought you are quite crazy." And now he knows that I am really very crazy. But he said, "Really, when I met you for the first time, I thought you are some sahajiya." I said, "Oh, wow, really?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Because the first time we met, you were telling me about Bhishma Dev shooting arrows at Krishna and what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on that from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam." Prabhupada writes in the purport there. You can read. He said, "You told me that. That is not for beginners. So I thought you are a sahajiya." So that was a very good lesson for me when this friend of mine told me that. We have to be careful how much we speak and what we speak. and I very, 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 very often fail at it. It is a sign of a conditioned soul, like myself. But by reading our Shastra, through Shastra Chakshu, through the eyes of the scriptures, we can understand. Ramananda Rai is teaching us how we have to be careful where to speak what. And this ability of knowing where to speak what is a gift of Krishna. Once, one godbrother, I will tell, once His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj was glorifying a very dear godbrother of his. I will not name the godbrother, but he was glorifying a very dear godbrother of his. And in the, it was a Vyas Puja offering actually. And His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj said that this dear godbrother of mine knows exactly what to speak, when, how, and to whom. And this is a gift of Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is a gift of Krishna. And we should pray for this gift. We should beg for this gift. Krishna, aham hare tava padaika mula dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmareta supater gunamste grinita vakarma karotu kaya. Grinita vak, with my speech, let me always please you, my dear Lord. Manasmareta supater gunamste, with my mind, let me always remember you. And karma karotu kaya, with this kaya, with this body, let me do that work which is pleasing to you. Which means with my body, with my mind, and with my words, I want to please you, my dear Lord. Give me this benediction. Oh Hare, oh Lord Hari, give me this benediction. In the mood of the servant of your servant at your lotus feet, let me perform such devotional service with my body, mind, and words that you are satisfied. You are pleased. Aham hare tava padaika mula dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmareta supater gunamste grinita vakarma karotu kaya. Our beloved Vritrasur Maharaj, he speaks four verses. In the first verse, he hits a six. He hits it, like they say, he hits the ball, knocks it off the park. What a verse he spoke. What a verse. This verse was the inspiration for Naham Vipro Nacha Narapatir Napi Vaishyo Nashudro Naham Varni Nacha Grihapatir Novanastho Yatirva Kintu Prodhyan Nikhila Parma Ananda Purnamritabdhir Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayur Das Das and Das. This is the inspiration from Bhagavatam, Vritrasur's prayers from the sixth canto. Amazing prayers. This was the inspiration, Vritrasur's prayers. Vritrasur Maharaj's prayers were the inspiration for Prataparudra Maharaj to say, Raja ko hai ami tomar daser anudas, bhrityera bhritya karo ei mora ash. What do you want? Who are you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Maharaj Prataparudra in the Rathyatra. Prabhu bole ki tomi koila morahit, achamita ashipyai bo Krishna rasamrit. Who are you? Just came and started chanting Gopi Geet and made me drink Krishna Ras. Who are you? Raja kohe amhi tomar daser anudas, bhrityera bhritya koro ei mora ash. My dear Mahaprabhu, I am servant of your servants. And to be bhrityera bhritya, to be the servant of your servant, is my only aspiration. So beautiful. So we have to pray for this gift, that with my words, with my body, with my mind, may I always please you, my dear Lord. I have nothing more to ask you from my japa. As I am going to chant for the next 2 hours, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, please purify me, my dear Guru Gauranga, in such a way that with my body, mind, and words, everything I do, everything I think, everything I speak, every interaction I have with you and with the devotees, may I always please you. May I always do what is going to make you happy. Samsiddhir Hari Toshanam. The supreme siddhi, the supreme perfection, samsiddhir. samyak rupena siddhi samsiddhir hari toshanam. Krishna should be happy. Toshanam doesn't just mean satisfied. Toshanam means to please. Please, hari toshanam. So now, with that, we'll go. So another important lesson is, Ramananda Rai is asking Pradyumna Mishra, what you want to hear, you tell me. Not that I will tell you what I just recently read, or I will tell you what is in my heart. No, we have to ask, what do you want to hear? To make sure that the person is receptive. Otherwise, we are just speaking and the person doesn't really want to hear that thing. So they will not be receptive. That is not good. That is not doing justice. We should speak that thing for which the listener is receptive. Their hearts have to be fertile to receive that seed. We cannot plant the seed that we want. No, we should plant the seed that the soil is demanding, that the soil is willing to nurture and hold. So these are the qualities of an expert preacher. What should I speak? Therefore, when we are invited to speak Harikatha, we should ask topic. What would you and your congregation like to hear? And then we should try our best to serve. Verse number 60. Teho kohe ye kahila vidyanagare sei katha krame tumi kahiba amare. Pradyumna Mishra replied, kindly tell me about the same topics you spoke about at Vidyanagar. That is on the banks of Godavari, Rajamundari. The famous Sarai Ramananda Sambad. The famous conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sannyasi, and Rai Ramananda, the governor of Madras province. Hare Krishna. He wants to hear. What does this mean, my dear friends? This means that Kala Krishna Das was accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Jagannath Puri, he told all the devotees the adventures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he performed incredible activities in the Madhya Leela. And then devotees telling each other, did you hear? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the governor of Madras in such a way that now he has given up his post and he has come to Jagannath Puri. And he has given his resignation to the king, Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And now he has become a full-time associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So devotees were talking like this. That's why Pradyumna Mishra knew that a conversation between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai took place at Rajamundri. Verse number 61.
Anera ki katha tumi prabhur updeshita amita bhikshuka vipra tumi mora poshta. Pradyumna is saying, you are an instructor even for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What to speak of others? I am but a beggar Brahman and you are my maintainer. Anera ki katha tumi prabhura updeshta.
You are the updeshta, you are the instructor for Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anera ki katha, what to speak of others? So please instruct me, I am a fallen soul. Verse 62.
Bhala mandha kichu ami puchite na jani dina dekhi kripa kari kahiba apani.
Look at the humility, my dear friends. The humility of Shri Pradyumna Mishra ji.
I do not know how to inquire, for I do not know what is good and what is bad. Seeing me to be poor in knowledge, kindly speak whatever is good for me by your own goodwill.
Now, my dear friends, here is a question. I'm going to repeat the translation.
I do not know how to inquire, for I do not know what is good for me and what is bad.
Pradyumna Mishra is telling Ramananda Rai, what does this remind you of? Who in Chaitanya Charitamrita said something similar? Can you unmute and answer? Okay, I will answer.
Goswami Prabhuji.
Yes, very good. Who is this?
Very grateful for your classes, Prabhuji. Lalitangi Radha Devi Das.
Hare Krishna, Lalitangi Radha Mataji, my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Yes, perfect. Kayami Kemo Ama, Sanatan Goswami told, he begins that chapter, Sanatan Shiksha, with this. He begins the conversation with Mahaprabhu with this statement. Who am I? I don't know what is the purpose of life. I don't know what I'm doing. People appreciate me, glorify me. They consider me to be a pandit. And my problem is, Mahaprabhu, I believe them. That is my illusion. Hare Krishna. So Sanatan Goswami echoes this same sentiment, which means that all our devotees, essentially they have the same mood of humility. So beautiful. Then we go to verse number 63. Tabe Ramananda krame kahite lagila Krishna katha rasamrita sindhu uthalila. Oh. Tabe Ramananda krame kahite lagila. Ramananda started speaking. Krame, step by step. Krishna katha rasamrita sindhu uthalila. Krishna katha rasamrita sindhu. Just see. The poetry of Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Katha, passing of Krishna. Rasamrit, the liquid rasa of Krishna Katha, which is nectarian, amrit. Sindhu, and it is not just one cup, one serving. It is an ocean of nectar of Krishna Katha. Uthalila, it became agitated. As Ramanandara started speaking Krishna Katha, the ocean of Krishna Katha, amrit, sindhu, it started getting agitated. There are waves of tsunami in that ocean as this great Mahabhagwat Ramananda Rai started speaking. Hare Krishna. Then we go to verse number 63. Can you imagine the kind of conversation between Ramananda Rai and Pradyumna Mishra? Perfect combination. Ramananda Rai is a fully qualified acharya and Pradyumna Mishra is humility personified. And he's sincere, eager, enthusiastic. Utsaha nishaya dhairyat. He has all the qualities. 64. Aapane prashna kari pache kare na siddhanta. Tritiya prahara haila nahe katha anta. He began personally posing questions and then answering them with conclusive statements. When afternoon came, the topics still did not end. Hare Krishna. So if we recollect in the Madhya Leela, in the Rai Ramananda Samvad, conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks questions and Ramananda Rai replies. Ramananda Rai is like a stringed instrument and Mahaprabhu is just playing him. And he's speaking whatever Mahaprabhu is dictating. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used Ramananda Rai to teach all of us. Mahaprabhu knew all the answers, but he is using his devotee to speak because he had already spoken Bhagavad Gita to Arjun. Now he wants to see how much Arjun has understood. And with the help of Vishakha Sakhi, can he talk about Vrajaras that Mahaprabhu wanted to see? So now, because Pradyumna Mishra requested Ramananda Rai, I want to hear that same conversation that happened between you and Mahaprabhu on the banks of Godavari. Now, Ramananda Rai is posing the questions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had asked him and he's repeating the answers that he had given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the entire Rai Ramananda Samvad was repeated to Pradyumna Mishra. And they were so engrossed that when the afternoon got over and the evening came, they were completely oblivious. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 10th chapter, Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayantaschamam Nityam Tushanti Cha Ramanti Cha. My devotees, they come together and they discuss my glories, and in this way they give pleasure to each other. This is the nature of Krishna consciousness. Verse number 65. Vakta Shrota Kahe Shune Dohe Premaveshe Atmasmriti nahi kaha jani badinan shishe. The speaker and the listener spoke and heard in ecstatic love. This is the qualification, my dear friends, that the speaker should be qualified and the listener should be hungry to hear. And we see that all over our
scriptures. Look at Bhagavad Gita. Shishyastaham sadhimam. Sadhimam, sadhimam tvam prapanna. I have surrendered to you. Consider me to be a disciple and sadhimam. Instruct me, Arjun is saying to Krishna. Such eagerness, such sincerity. Parikshit Maharaj, 7 days. He could have enjoyed those 7 days with all the facilities that he had. But he gave up everything, gave up his palace, gave up his family members. How difficult it is to give up family members. Especially when you know that you have just 7 days. Your children, your wife, your parents, your mother. Giving up your loving citizens, your ministers, your friends, just giving up all their association. He even gave up his clothes. He just wore a kopin and sat on the banks of Ganga. Even gave up food and water. And even gave up sleep, my dear friends. Medical studies show that without food, we can survive for a month. Without water, we can survive for maybe a week. But without sleep, we will die in 3 days. If for 3 days, we are not able to sleep even for a minute, we will go crazy and we'll die. It is not compatible with life. And 3 minutes without air. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without sleep, 1 week without water, and 30 days without food. This is how much the body can handle. And Parikshit Maharaj wanted to survive for 1 week. He had 1 week to live, and he gave up water for 1 week, gave up food. He even gave up sleep, which is impossible to give up. He gave it up. Such was the sincerity. And Shukdev Goswami is a self-realized Mahabhagwat, the son of Bhagwan Vyasdev and the personal parrot of Srimati Radharani. Such a qualified speaker and such a sincere, eager, humble listener as Parikshit Maharaj. Perfect combination. Just like Krishna and Arjun, Shukdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj. Same with Maitreya Muni speaking to Vidur. No difference. And same Maitreya Muni and Vidur hearing from Krishna at Prabhakshetra. Isn't it? All the conversations in our scriptures, they are classic examples of perfect speaker and perfect listener. Perfect questions and perfect answer. Perfect question going up and perfect answer descending in parampara. This leads to spiritual perfection. The speaker and the listener spoke and heard in ecstatic love. Thus they forgot their bodily consciousness. How then could they perceive the end of the day? Just like Parikshit Maharaj was so busy drinking through his ears the nectar of Krishna Katha that he gave up his sleep, gave up his desire to eat and drink. Similarly, Pradyumna Mishra and Ramananda Rai, they are completely engrossed. Seva kahila dina haila avasan tabe raya Krishna kathar karila vishram. The servant informed them, the day has already ended. Then Ramananda Rai ended his discourses about Krishna. Hare Krishna. Last verse. Verse number 67. Bahu samman kari mishre vidaya dila kritartha haila bali mishra nachite lagila. Translation. This is the result of proper Shravanam and Kirtanam. Ramananda Rai paid great respect to Pradyumna Mishra and bade him farewell. Hare Krishna. On the other hand, Pradyumna Mishra said, I have become very satisfied. Kritartha Haila. I am satisfied and I am indebted to you. I am so grateful to you. Kritartha. I have become very satisfied. Nachite lagila. And then Pradyumna Mishra began to dance. Hare Krishna. Why did Pradyumna Mishra dance? Why? It is natural, my dear friends. It is natural. When
the holy name of Krishna is dancing on the tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we have imprisoned Krishna, when we have captured Krishna in our heart, Krishna is Natavara, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Nataraj, Gaura Nataraj. When we have Krishna or Krishna Chaitanya in our heart, we have bound them with our love in our heart, then naturally we will dance. Because they are dancing. The holy name is dancing on the tongue. In the heart there is Gaura Nataraj. Why will we not dance? Why should Pradyumna Mishra not dance? Tell me. If Krishna is dancing in the heart, holy name is dancing on the tongue, naturally the vapu, the body will also start dancing. That is the meaning of kirtan. We raise our hands and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada said it is not an artificial imposition. Even this is, dancing is not an artificial imposition. It happens naturally. 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 If we are without duplicity. If we are simple-hearted, we will dance in kirtan. We will not care how we look. But if we are unnecessarily self-conscious, or we are too much in the bodily concept of life, we are materialistic, thinking about reputation and what others will think if I dance, then our anarthas will hold us back. But for a sincere, simple-hearted devotee, sahaj, it happens naturally. Dancing happens naturally. I will conclude, my dear friends, by we discussed why Ramananda Rai, why Pradyumna Mishra danced. We will conclude by discussing why Ramananda Rai fainted. This conversation that we read about between Pradyumna Mishra and Ramananda Rai, it was a repetition of the conversation that happened between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai on the banks of Godavari. But before that, during that conversation, it is described that Ramananda Rai fainted. He became murchit. He fainted. And Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, he asks the question, when that conversation took place between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his darshan to Ramananda Rai, why did Ramananda Rai faint? Hare Krishna. And we will discuss this and we will conclude. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi. He is a confidential associate of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And he is a Nitya Siddha. She, Vishakha Devi, is a Nitya Siddha associate of Radha and Gopinath from Golok Vrindavan. So Vishakha Devi has seen Radharani. Vishakha Devi has seen Krishna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that famous, there's a painting in Radha Gopinath Mandir also, on a door, there's a beautiful painting of Ramananda Rai offering his obeisances, Kritanjali, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a sannyasi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing to Ramananda Rai that he is Radha and Krishna combined. Everybody has seen that painting. Ramananda Rai being given the mercy, the darshan by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. And when Ramananda Rai saw this darshan that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, he became murchit. He fainted. He fainted. Yes, this one. So here is the governor with that expensive chadar sitting on the banks of Godavari. Thank you, Mataji, for showing this painting. And here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the center. His beautiful golden luster. Taptakanchana Gauranga. And we have Vrishabhanu Nandini Radharani, and on her right is Nandanandan Krishna playing his flute. When Shripad Ramananda Rai saw this beautiful manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's Radha and Krishna, Ramananda Rai fainted. And our Vraja Rasik, Shri Shrimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, is asking a question, why did Ramananda Rai faint? After all, he is Vishakha Devi. He has seen Radha and Krishna. Every day, day and night, he is there. What is the need for Ramananda Rai to faint? If you want to know the answer, please unmute and say yes. Otherwise, we'll conclude because it's already time. It's 12:10. So please tell me if you would like to hear.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, like, Prabhuji. Hari Bol. Yes,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. I was hoping you will say yes. So now, Ramananda Rai has fainted. It is there in the Madhya Lila. And Gaur Govind Maharaj is asking, why should he faint? After all, his Vishakha, he has seen day and night Radha and Krishna. Why he is fainting upon seeing this darshan? And Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, based on Rupa Goswami's Ujjwal Neelamani, gives us this answer. This answer is not directly mentioned in any Shastra. This answer is coming from the effulgent heart of Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swamin Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Iskon Guru Varga Ki Jai. Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj explains, there are two spiritual truths in Goloka Vrindavan. There is viraha and there is milan. Viraha means separation. Radha and Krishna are separated. And milan means Radha and Krishna are meeting together. They are united. According to Rupa Goswami in Ujjwal Neelamani, viraha increases the sweetness of milan. Viraha, separation, by itself has no utility. It should not exist. Why should Radha and Krishna be separated? They should not be separated. There should be no viraha. But from the rasa point of view, viraha, separation, increases the sweetness and ecstasy of milan, union. Because separation nourishes union, therefore separation exists in the relationship of Radha and Krishna. This separation, viraha, is of three types. There is bhava, viraha. There is bhavi, viraha. And there is bhavan, viraha. There are three types of separation, three phases of separation, three phases of viraha. There is bhavi, there is bhavi, there is bhava, and there is bhavan of separation, viraha. Akrurji comes on the chariot of Maharaj Kamsa to take away Krishna. To take away Krishna and Balram. He has come in the evening and tomorrow morning he will leave with Krishna and Balram. Akrur has come to Vrindavan. Akrur has entered Vrindavan. Akrur has reached the house of Nanda Maharaj. This is bhavi viraha. Bhavi means future. Bhavi means future. Bhavishya. This is bhavi viraha. Bhavi viraha means the separation has started. It has not accomplished. It has started and it's going to happen in the future. Akrur has come. He's going to take away Krishna. The pangs of separation in bhavi viraha are very acute. then there is Bhavi Viraha. There is Bhavi Viraha and there is Bhavi Viraha. Bhavi Viraha means the separation has already happened. Krishna has gone to Mathura. Krishna has left Vrindavan. He has gone to Mathura. And day after day, the gopis are waiting. When will Krishna come back? When will Krishna come back? They are looking at the road from Mathura. Is Krishna coming today? Is Krishna coming? Where is Krishna? They are decorating the kunjas as if Krishna is going to come. But Krishna is not coming and they are crying. With each passing day, their pangs of separation become more and more and more acute. This is Bhavi Viraha. Bhava Viraha is when Akrur has come to Vrindavan and he is going to take Krishna away. He has not taken Krishna away. Krishna is still there. But even in the presence of Krishna, they are feeling acute pangs of separation, knowing that this Akrur is very cruel, very cruel. He is going to take Krishna away from us. That is Bhava Viraha. Bhavi Viraha means Krishna has already gone to Mathura. Oh, when will Krishna come? Kaha mora prananath murali vadan. Kaha jau kaha pao shri nanda nandan. When will I obtain my Krishna again? Where has he gone? Where has he gone? He radhe vraja devi ke chalalite. He nanda suno kutha. Shri govardhana kalpa pada patale. Kalindi vane kutha. Ghoshantaviti sarvato vrajapure. Khedair mahavivalau. Vande rupa sanatanau raghuyugau. Shri jiva gopalakau. Our Rupa Goswami is explaining this in Ujjwal Nilamani. So we understood what is Bhava Viraha, what is Bhavi Viraha. Now let us see what is Bhavan Viraha. Bhavi Viraha is acute pangs of separation. Bhavi Viraha, where Krishna is already gone, the pangs of separation have become more and more acute. Every day of separation, they are becoming more and more acute, the pangs of separation. But what is Bhavana Viraha? My dear friends, Bhavana Viraha means Krishna is going right now. Krishna has climbed on the chariot of Akrur along with Balram. And Akrur has also sat on the chariot. He is holding the reins of the horses. He has taken a whip in his right hand. And now the chariot of Akrur is about to start and Krishna is going to leave Vrindavan. The gopis cannot tolerate this. In front of their eyes, Krishna is going. In front of their eyes, their life, their prananath is being stolen away from them by Akrur. They throw themselves in front of the chariot wheels of Akrur. No, Akrur, no. Please don't take Nandanandan away from us. Don't take our Shyam Sundar away from us. You are killing us. Please, please, please don't take. The gopis are crying in front of the chariot of Akrur. This, my dear friends, is Bhavana Viraha, where the Viraha is happening now. Right in front of their eyes, Krishna is being snatched away from them. This, my dear friends, is most acute. Bhavi Viraha, where the Viraha is going to happen in the near future. Acute pangs of separation. Bhavi Viraha, where separation has already happened, Krishna is gone. That is more acute pangs of separation. But Bhavana Viraha, where Krishna is being snatched away right in front of their eyes, is unbearable, my dear friends. This is most acute pangs of separation for the gopis. And Ramananda Rai, as Vishakha Sakhi, is well aware of these things. Ramananda Rai, as Vishakha Sakhi, has seen Bhavi Viraha. He has seen Bhavana Viraha. And he has seen Bhavi Viraha. He was there with Radharani when the news came that Akrur has come. He has been sent by Kamsa Maharaj to take Krishna away. Vishakha Sakhi was there holding Radharani when Krishna was gone, Bhavi Viraha. And Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi were consoling Radharani, holding her, pulling her away from the wheels of the chariot when Krishna was being taken away by Akrur, Bhavana Viraha.
Vishakha Sakhi was well aware of all these three. The three types of viraha. But why did Ramananda Rai faint? Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj is asking. Because just like there are three types of viraha, there are three types of milan also, my dear friends. Hare Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada writes in Ujjwal Neelamani that there are three types of milan, three types of union. And they have the same names. There is Bhavi Milan, there is Bhavi Milan, and there is Bhavana Milan. Bhavi Milan means in Nidhuvan, in Vraj Mandal, Radha and Krishna have made plans to meet. And Lalita, Vishakha Sakhi and all other Sakhis, Manjaris, they are making nice, tasteful arrangements. Nikunjayo Nurati Keli Siddhei Yayali Bhir Yukti Rapekshaniya Tatra Didaksha Dati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Our Gurugan, they are Radha Priya Sakhis. They are confidential maid servants of Srimati Radharani. All of them. You see all the Acharyas, they are all Gopi Manjaris. So they are making nice, they are expert at making nice, tasteful arrangements for the Milan. Jayo Jayo Radha Krishna Yugala Milana. They are making arrangements for Radha and Krishna's meeting, Milan. Making these arrangements where Radharani has arrived, Krishna is also arriving. This is Bhavi Milan. The Milan has not taken place, but it's about to take place. It is very sweet, my dear friends. Very sweet. Now Radha and Krishna will be meeting each other. This is Bhavi Milan. And Bhavi Milan means Radha and Krishna have arrived. Now they are sitting together and we are Chamara Dulai, we are fanning them. We are giving them tambul. We are giving them beetle nut, beetle leaves to chew on. We are giving them nice chappan bhog offering. We are serving them in all ways. We are putting chandan. We are offering them flower garlands. We are at their beck and call. Whatever they want us to do, we will serve them. That is Gopi Bhav. That is Manjari Bhav. This is Bhavi Milan. The Milan has already taken place. Now Radha and Krishna are sitting together. And they are playing a game of dice. They are playing a game of chess. They are eating together. Radharani is feeding Krishna. This is Bhavi Milan. The Milan has already taken place. They are together. They have become one. They are together. Yugala Kishore. Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore Jivane Marane Gati Aranahi Mo. There is nothing more dear to me than my Radha and Krishna. Jivane Na Dhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Shri Jiva Goswami wrote. So that is Bhavi Milan. Milan has already taken place. Union has already taken place. This also Vishakha Sakhi had seen. So why did Ramananda Rai faint? Bhavi Milan and Bhava Milan. Bhava Milan means it's about to take place, the union. And Bhavi Milan means Radha and Krishna are already sitting together now. They're enjoying together. They're sitting on the swing, swinging back and forth. This is Bhavi Milan. Bhava Milan and Bhavi Milan, both Ramananda Rai, both Vishakha Sakhi had seen many times. Why did he faint? It is the realization and it is the teachings of our Acharyas, like Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, that Vishakha Sakhi, Ramananda Rai, fainted upon seeing this particular darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because although Vishakha Sakhi had seen Bhavi Viraha, Bhavana Viraha, Bhavi Viraha, although Ramananda Rai, Vishakha Sakhi had seen Bhavi Milan and Bhavi Milan, no one in Golok Vrindavan had ever before seen, no one had seen Bhavana Milan. Hare Krishna. Bhavana Milan nobody has seen. And what is Bhavana Milan? Bhavana Milan means when Krishna, who is the thief,
व्रजे प्रसिद्धं नवनीत चोरं गोपांगनानां चदुकूल चोरं अनेक जन्मार जित पाप चोरं चौराग्रगण्यं पुरुषं नमामि श्री राधिकाया हृदयस्य चोरं. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relish Bilwa Mangal Thakur's composition so much? Because Bilwa Mangal Thakur understood these complex, deep, confidential rasas. This one line, Shri Radhikaya Hridayasya Choram, this is the key, my dear friends, to understand what is Bhavana Milan. Bilwa Mangal Thakur knows. Bhavana Milan means that Milan where Krishna melted the heart of Srimati Radharani by viraha, by separation, in the fire of separation. And then in that moment of Bhavana Milan, Krishna enters into the heart of Srimati Radharani to fulfill his three desires, as mentioned in the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. To understand what is love of Srimati Radharani, to experience what pleasure Srimati Radharani feels when she chants my name, and to experience the transcendental ecstasy that Srimati Radharani feels when she beholds my Shyam Sundar, Tribhanga Shyam Sundar form. To understand these three top secrets, Krishna had no choice but to enter into the heart of Mahabhav Swarupini, Srimati Radharani. And when Krishna enters into the heart, the oceanic heart of Mahabhav Swarupini Srimati Radharani, that, my dear friends, is Bhavana Milan. And that is what made Ramananda Rai faint. Where he saw Radha and Krishna, and then that Radha and Krishna became one. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this, my dear friends, no one had seen this. Vishakha Sakhi had never seen this. Radha and Krishna becoming one, Bhavana Milan. Nobody has seen. Vishakha Sakhi had seen Tribhanga, Shyam Sundar, Ghanashyam. And she had seen Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, golden form of Radharani. But no one had seen that the dark Krishna and golden Radharani becoming one. That is Bhavana Milan. This nobody had seen. This never happens in Goloka Vrindavan. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this Bhavana Milan to Rai Ramananda, to Vishakha Sakhi, he became murchit. He fainted in ecstasy. Never before seen. Bhavana Milan. And therefore in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very beautiful description here. I will just read this verse and then stop.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Just one second, please bear with me.
Very, very nectarian. Thank you.
So, he says, कविराज गोस्वामी सेज तभे हासी तारे प्रभु देखा इला स्वरूप रसराज महाभाव द्विएक रूप. रसराज, कृष्ण इज रसराज एंड हु इज राधारानी? महाभाव द्विएक रूप. दीस टू, रसराज कृष्ण एंड महाभाव स्वरूप इन राधारानी बिकमिंग वन. दिस एज चैतन्य महाप्रभु, दिस नोबडी हैड सीन. एक्चुअली देयर भवन मिलन. व्हेन रामानंद राय सॉ दिस ही फेंटेड. तबे हासी तारे प्रभु देखा इला स्वरूप रसराज महाभाव द्विएक रूप. दिस इज द कॉन्फिडेंशियल मिस्ट्री ऑफ रामानंद राय's फेंटिंग. एंड ऑल दिस सीक्रेट तत्व वाज एक्सप्लेन्ड टू प्रद्युम्न मिश्रा, हु कैन ब्लेम हिम फॉर डांसिंग इन एक्सटेसी. दिस, माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, इज आवर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट. जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. His Holiness Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj ki jai. ISKCON Guru Varga ki jai. All glories to all of you. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for enlightening and enlivening class today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in the future. If anybody has any question, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Janeshwar Gauran Prabhu. Dandavat.
Please accept more basic. Prabhuji, one quick question, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think in the past time, even you said nobody has seen this this form, only is it, if I heard somewhere that only Krishna once saw this form as Lord Gauranga to Srimati Radharani in Goloka Vrindavan when he was saying he was going to come in Kali Yuga. So is that, apart from Radharani, nobody had ever seen this form as Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna one in Goloka Vrindavan?
Yes, Prabhu. Other than Radha and Krishna, nobody knew. And to see them actually become Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that is Bhavana Milan, that nobody had seen. Seeing Mahaprabhu is different, but to see Radha and Krishna merge into one, that Bhavana Milan, and become one Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that nobody had seen. And this darshan was shown to Ramananda Rai Vishakha Sakhi, and he couldn't take it. He just fainted in ecstasy. Is that okay, Janeshwar Gauranga Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu. So, Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna did show Radharani once, right? His form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the golden form?
I remember reading this, I think, in one of the books of Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj, but I'm not able to remember the exact story or the exact context, so I cannot confirm, Prabhu.
Okay.
Maybe I read it in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. I'm not able to remember, Prabhu, exactly.
Yeah, I cannot confirm. Okay, thank you.
But Prabhu, if someone knows the exact reference, then you can share. But I'm not able to recollect.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanam Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
The Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya.
Mangal?
Mangal, yes. And in there it says Krishna showed that form in Goloka to Narad Muni as well. And then he tells him to broadcast and give to all the other incarnations and Balaram.
Correct.
To bring, come, because Krishna is going to come, so then they should go ahead and the elders should go up before.
So, correct. Yeah, I remember reading that. I think it was in Dwarka though, where Rukmini was glorifying the lotus feet of Krishna, and then Narad Muni also comes there, and he is given that darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, if I remember correctly. Do you remember? It was Dwarka, right?
No, Lochandas Thakur,
Lochandas Thakur begins his Chaitanya Mangal with this story, where in Dwarka one day Krishna comes from the house of Satyabhama to the house of Rukmini. And Rukmini Devi is worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna, and she is glorifying the lotus feet of Krishna. And then Narad Muni also comes there, and then that darshan is shown. But the darshan of Radha and Krishna becoming one, that Bhavana Milan, that nobody has seen.
Okay.
Yeah. So, is that okay, Mataji? Is that okay, Ganeshwar Gaurang Prabhu?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Very, very nice lecture. We shouldn't stop. So we'll continue. Very nice.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you very much. If nobody has any question, we can end the class here. Prabhuji.
Thank
you very much, Prabhuji, for a very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. Hopefully every week. If nobody has any questions, we can end here the call. Vancha kalpata rukyasya
sindhu peri vacha pavane.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
Aranta Koti Krishna Vrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, koti koti dandavat pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Such a beautiful class. Thank you for association.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jai Shila Prabhupada.
Ki jai. Hare Krishna.